we are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good common sense and sound judgment of the American people and their essential love of justice.
We are the heirs of that first.
Good evening, everybody. It's Catherine here, heading the switchboard tonight. We're live from Denver on Kudzu Vine. We've got Scott Aikman joining us from Georgia and Martin Messini on the line from Denver. Good evening, fellas. How's it going?
Hey,
going
good to be
great.
Back.
So were you in the hall last night, Martin, for the great events?
I was in and out, just kind of making sure our delegates had a good experience, but Michelle's speech was just amazing.
Amazing, but I have to tell you that there were a lot of other amazing things last night, too. I thought that Jesse Jackson Jr.'s speech was really great,
mm-hmm.
and the tribute to Ted Kennedy had me in tears. I don't know about everybody else, but I was so happy that he was able to be there and be so exuberant and enthusiastic. It was really quite rewarding. And, of course, Michelle stole the show after that.
Yeah,
were you watching, Scott? What did you think?
Oh, I was watching. I was real impressed with the tribute to Kennedy, and I was even more amazed that he was there. I wish I could have been there myself. And Michelle did a great job last night. The people that she needed to reach, I think that she did an excellent job and did just that.
Yeah, it was very I thought very warm, and I liked that she was a little bit informal in her speaking manner. I thought that sort of reaffirmed her sort of down home feeling we get from her, and I thought that was good. What was the general mood in the hall, Martin?
I think there was a lot of excitement. You know, folks are just so happy to see all this energy coming from the Democratic Party and to be around all of us and from all over the country, all over the world, if you count, you know, Democrats abroad and delegations from American Samoa and other places. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of excitement. We're going to come out of this stronger than we've been in years, I think, as a party. And we're going to get out there and do some hard work and put Barack Obama in the White House.
It sure feels that way, doesn't it? How about you, Scott? You've been through some of this before, right?
Oh, I mean, I was in Boston in 2004 for the convention, and it was very uplifting, and you come home and you're ready to hit the streets and tell everybody the message and get the voters to the polls. Hopefully in 2008, and I believe that we will, we'll have better luck come November. But it's a wonderful experience.
I was going to ask a question. Now I can't remember. Well, did you there was some criticism. I'm sure you probably all heard what James Carville had to say. Don't we always get to hear more of him than we wish? There was some criticism that we didn't, that the beginning of it was a little bit dull and that we didn't talk about our platform as much as some people would have hoped. I heard that not just from James Carville, but some of the other pundits. But, you know, I didn't get that feeling. I thought that everything everyone talked about was all about what our platform is. What about you guys?
You know, I think it spoke to something that's even broader than a platform, and I think that what you saw last night in all the speakers spoke to our democratic values and who we are as a party. And this convention is such a great chance to introduce ourselves to the voters and say, here's who we are, here's what we stand for, here's who we stand for. I think it was a great message coming out last night.
And I think it was an excellent message. I do think that Nancy Pelosi, did start the debate, you know, what we offer as a party as opposed to what McCain's agenda is. I think, unfortunately for her, 6 o'clock in Denver and 8 o'clock on the East Coast, the delegates, and you correct me if I'm wrong, they were just starting to file in last night when Nancy Pelosi was beginning to speak. And I don't think the crowd could, if you will, get her excited in her rhetoric, and I think it might have appeared to come off flat nationally. at 8 o'clock on the East Coast. But, you know, by the time everybody was there and paying attention, you know, we were hitting the high notes, and I think it was an excellent, excellent program last night. And I think, to be honest with you, they'll have a difficult time trying to equal that this evening.
I would point out one other thing, too, which is that I respect James Carville a lot, and he's definitely proven his credibility. But, you know, when you're in the pundit business, sometimes you get really jaded, you get cynical, you see a lot of these. And, you know, with due respect to somebody who's done more than I ever will, we've already got James Carville's vote. And I think that what you heard from the Democrats last night is going to help us get a lot of votes that we didn't have before.
Well, yeah, and, you know, again, I think that we all are looking for a discussion of values. I mean, we talk about this all the time, that we don't want to hear just nuts and bolts platform and issues. And so I think that that our speakers did a really good job of that last night. I felt like they did talk about the issues that are all important to us, but in a larger framework, like you said, Martin, I think that's really good. I have to tell you guys that I'm having a little bit of a technical problem for some reason. I'm hoping that we don't have any callers holding, because my little switchboard is malfunctioning. But anyway, so what are we looking forward to for the rest of the week?
Well, tonight's going to be huge. Tonight is obviously Hillary, and I think I'm really looking forward to seeing that. She's done such a great job. She's done so much. How can you not watch her take the stage tonight and just not sit there and be in awe? So that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. Some other highlights from tonight, Mark Warner, and I'm actually looking forward to hearing from Brian Schweitzer, one of our Western Democrats. I think he's actually introducing Hillary. You know, and he's kind of a rock star, and he's a pretty fun guy too.
Have you met him?
I have not, but I'm going to assume that he is, just based on seeing him around.
Oh yeah, he's. I've always heard really great things about him.
He seems real down to earth, and that's, you know, definitely something that Georgia Democrats can understand too.
Yeah, I think he probably has a lot in common with Georgia Democrats, honestly, even though he is in a, you know, northern state.
Sure.
I'm a little bit distracted here. Scott, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the week?
Well, having voted for Hillary in the primary, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing what she has to say tonight. And I think, you know, one of the sad things is the press, to an extent, has already come out and said, well, no matter what she says, she's not going to unify the party. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, she's doing what she says already. I mean, she's not just talking the talk, but she's walking the walk. I mean, she's campaigning for Obama in a lot of areas. And I'm very interested in to see how she does tonight. And I think she will, you know, quiet some of her dissenters, certainly not all of them, and take us a step in the right direction. Of course, I'm certainly looking forward to President Clinton speaking, as well as Barack Obama. But having been in Boston throughout the duration of that convention, only two people kept that convention floor quiet while they spoke, and that was President Clinton and Barack Obama. And certainly the limelight's on Barack Obama this time, and, you know, I have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, the two most charismatic speakers we have. And so, I mean, it only gets better from here, so to speak. And I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great next 3 days for us.
Absolutely.
Guys, I have to do something that I hope won't disconnect us, but I'm going to try it because I'm really having trouble here. So, hopefully, we'll be all fine. Yeah.
We'll all wait in anticipation.
I'm sorry. I've never done this before with the switchboard, and for some reason I'm having all kinds of computer problems here this afternoon. I hate it. Well, I heard Mark Warner on NPR on my way home this afternoon, and they were talking about how, you know, 4 years ago Barack Obama was the keynote speaker on this night, I guess. And so they were asking him if he felt, you know, intimidated by that legacy, and he said that he was a little bit intimidated because, of course, Senator Obama gave probably one of the best speeches in, you know, current in modern political history. But he said, "I have a great story to tell too, and I'm excited about it, and I think I'm going to be able to carry the night." So hopefully, we'll we'll see a lot of good from him tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And those are big shoes to fill. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton has done that in the past. But we won't talk about Zell Miller, but, you know, those are some big shoes to fill. I mean, President Kennedy himself has done this in the past, and President Roosevelt. So, you know, I'm sure he's got a lot of pressure on him. But at the end of the day, not only will he do well, I think that, you know, he might steal some of the limelight from Hillary.
Well, I think that's certainly possible, and it might be good if he's really dynamic and then she comes out, and because he's speaking first, is that right?
Yeah, I think Hillary's closing the night out.
Yeah, so if he really riles up the crowd and then she comes out and, you know, closes it with a really dynamic speech, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all hope that that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Well, it's going to be a good night at the convention. I don't know how good a night it's going to be at Blog Talk Radio.
Blame it on the rain. You know, that's what it is.
Well, there is a lot of rain here, Martin, by the way. It's raining like crazy.
I've heard that.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with this problem that I'm having, but it's...
So it would probably just make me a couple of enemies if I pointed out that it's in the 70s and sunny here, right?
Well, not enemies, but, you know, a little bit envious. But, you know, I don't mind the rain. We all know how much we need it, right?
True.
Absolutely.
Well, another good thing going on that I'm looking forward to tomorrow is the Georgia delegation breakfast. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. We're actually going to team up with the Alabama delegates, and we're going to hear from President Carter tomorrow morning. So that will be that's going to be a good time for everybody. And actually, saw President Carter today. He was over here for a women's leadership event where Jane spoke as well, and Rosalynn Carter was honored.
That was great.
It was a great event. I wish I'd gotten to see more of it. I was running around, but it was a great event. It was a great crowd.
And you'll enjoy that breakfast tomorrow. I mean, he spoke to just the Georgia delegation in Boston, and, mm-hmm. You know, you don't very often get that kind of closeness, if you will, to a former president, much less a man of Carter's character. And
mm-hmm.
He will captivate you. You'll hate that breakfast is over, trust me.
And, you know, one thing that I would say about Jimmy Carter, too, that I saw today, as he was coming in, it took him about probably 10 or 15 minutes to get from the door, from the outside door to the ballroom where the luncheon was, because he had to stop every 2 or 3 feet and take a picture with anybody who asked him for it.
Wow.
So,
and he's good that way.
What a great guy. Yeah, what a great man. And, you know, speaking of breakfast speakers, we had a pretty good one this morning, too. Governor Barnes came and talked to us, and, you know, talked about electrifying. And he was definitely he brought his A game today too.
Broy is certainly a great speaker. What did he talk to you guys about this morning?
Just about kind of, you know, generally the election, the chances that Democrats have, why we're best equipped to lead. He talked a lot about issues on the state level and didn't have particularly kind words for the current leadership in Georgia, and got us all fired up. And, you know, we also heard today from somebody that was a good friend of y'all's, Richard Ray. Got up and spoke a little bit, and I actually kind of want to show for what he was talking about a little bit too, which is the Employee Free Choice Act. And
good, you did talk about that.
Yeah, this is a huge, huge deal. And what Richard and folks like him are doing across the country. Are trying to get petitions signed. The goal is to, we'll have hopefully 60 Democratic senators starting next year, and we're going to send a petition over to them with 1 million signatures saying you've got to support employee free choice. It's so crucial, not just for our economy, but for bringing the middle class back from the brink. You know, we've got problems. Our middle class is disappearing faster than our jobs, faster than our health care. So, Employee Free Choice says you have a right to join the union if you want to, and that's all it says. It's an important act, and one that, you know, that we're very much behind too.
Well, guys, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I have no internet connection, so I don't know if we're completely off the air or what. But it's like driving me crazy. I have tried a number of things. We're still connected, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if we're just solely on telephone right at this point. I'm trying one more thing, but we may be talking into the ether at this point, unfortunately.
Can anyone call in?
No, because I'm controlling it.
Okay. All right.
Do you have, are you on the internet or are you just calling in?
I can get on the internet.
Well, let me just see if this one last thing. We've been having intermittent problems with our internet for the last couple days, but I thought it was solved last night. Anyway, so tomorrow is Bill Clinton, and who else is speaking tomorrow, Martin?
Oh, let's see. I don't actually have the schedule in front of me. It's, you know, if you take a look at the podium schedule for any of these nights, it's just it's a laundry list of political rock stars. So we've got a bunch of folks coming out tomorrow. And I think they may still be trying to fit a couple more in, too.
Yeah, well, last night was great. I loved hearing from all the people from Illinois who have known Senator Obama all these years and from the people who he's worked with. I thought that was a really nice sort of introduction to his previous experience. And I thought that was really quite rewarding. And the music was really fun last night, too. I thought that was great. Now, one thing, I was watching it on C-SPAN, so we didn't have any commercial interruption, but it seemed like maybe that music was to provide for commercial interruption. Is that right?
I think so, and also just to sort of fill the space as folks are going on stage and off stage. It was a great band.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun to watch.
There
were a couple times when it kind of felt like the Academy Awards. Somebody would finish their speech, and you'd hear the band strike up, and you know, I was just kind of waiting for a voiceover, you know, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a good band.
Well,
definitely increases the energy out there, too, just to have the music going and people are excited. And some people are dancing. I want to be very clear, not me.
Well, I was on at Tondi's. We had Cover It Live going. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but it's really fun. It's like a chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
There were a lot of comments about the dancing.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine was at the Planned Parenthood party last night, and they were having a great time. They had all kinds of good music and lots of fun. Did you go to the Get It On party last night?
I did not. I actually ended up back at the hotel, and I got here, and I was so tired that I ate pizza and pretty much went to bed.
Yeah, I'm really curious to hear about that. That was the one that was sponsored by Trojan Condoms, Rolling Stone Magazine, with special guest Bill Maher.
Oh, wow. Have you bumped into any state elected officials or maybe officials from other states? Because I know at the convention you have a great chance of running into anybody at any time. And Kathy Cox, who was our Secretary of State, pretty much stayed with the delegation last time. And I was curious as to who you had an opportunity to meet.
Yeah. We've got a lot of our great state elected folks here with the delegation. You know, just today, I can't even give you a complete list. I think Catherine will remember. I tried to do this yesterday, and I forgot about 90% of the people. But let's see. We've got, obviously, DeBose Porter, Robert Brown. They're both here. Commissioner Irvin is here. Attorney General Baker is here. Michael Thurman is hanging around. We've got everybody here. So, It's good. And actually, I met just yesterday, staying here in the hotel with us for the Alabama delegation, is the daughter of Governor Folsom, whose brother, I believe, is Lieutenant Governor of Alabama right now.
Right.
Well,
has word circled back to the delegation that Georgia has its first announced Democratic candidate for governor in 2010?
We did hear a little bit about that this morning, yes.
How was that received?
Well, you know, I think I don't know if it was it was maybe probably a little bit upstaged by our former governor this morning, but definitely there's some buzz about it. I mean, you know, our delegation's excited. We're not just excited about the White House, but about taking back the governor's mansion in 2010, getting control in the House and the Senate, putting the state back on the right path. And, of course, there's another statewide race going on in 2008 in Georgia that's starting to look –
pretty good for Democrats as well, and that's the U.S. Senate race.
Yeah, and what's the is Jim there at the convention?
I believe he's actually going to be up here tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
And what is there a lot of chit-chat about all that?
I mean, I think that I've actually a couple of folks from other delegations and from other states have asked me about the Senate race, and so it is garnering a good bit of national attention.
Yeah, I'm really glad to see that, especially as these polls come out that show that, you know, it's tightening up. I don't know how, you know, even there was the one poll that was done by the Martin campaign, but then the Rasmussen poll looked pretty good, too. So
it sure did. And I'd also mention another good Democratic candidate, Bill Gillespie, is up here today as well. I think he participated in a veterans press conference earlier today.
Oh, I didn't know. When I saw him, he said he wasn't coming.
Yeah, he is. I'm not sure if he's up here today or tomorrow, but I know he's coming to Denver.
Oh well, I'll have to call him. Maybe if we have a show tomorrow. I think we're completely dead in the water at this point. I just texted Paige and Amy and told them that we were the show was canceled for the rest of the because I we're out. I mean I'm sorry to tell you that, and I apologize to Margaret. She's probably hanging there on the line waiting to get in.
I got a message over to her.
Oh, good. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, this is her on my other line, so y'all hold on for just a second, okay?
Scott, I'm really sorry. I'm so glad that you're on. I don't know.
Not a problem.
You know, with all this new technology, it's a shame that rain can interfere with it.
Oh, I was just being silly, saying blame it on the rain, but...
Well, I like to blame it on the rain. I mean, I can blame it on AT&T, but they don't really care, I don't think.
No, but, you know, the Senate race, you hit the nail on the head. It's starting to get a lot of buzz. The folks down here at GPB asked me to do an interview this morning, and I thought we were going to concentrate mostly on the convention. And fourth question right off the bat was, what about the Senate race? And I was kind of taken back by that.
Yeah, well, I think it's great that it's actually getting some attention for a change because, you know, for so long it just was, you know, nobody was.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, you know, the thing that concerns me is, you know, we know what he did to Max in terms of his advertising. And, you know, Jim Martin's an honorable man just like Max Cleland, and you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually did ask him about that when we did that Senate debate on Kudzu Vine before the runoff. And he seems to be prepared for fighting back.
Good.
I don't know that he's going to be able to really – I don't think he'll get ugly like we know that Saxby will. But that's okay. If he can just fight back against whatever Saxby says, I think that's enough. And if he just highlights how Senator Chambliss has been as our senator – which is not very, I mean, I don't think anybody really wants somebody who's Mr., you know, Bush's right-hand man.
Hey, Senator Sellout.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You must know Martin fairly well then, because he's not a spiteful person. That's just not his nature.
No, he's not. And I think that's good. I think that is part of this whole, you know, at the risk of overusing a word again, this whole idea of change. But...
Right.
We still need to be tough, and I think Barack Obama is showing that he can be tough without being nasty. And I think Jim has that in him, too. He can be tough. He just isn't going to be nasty. And I think that's what people want.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially
you know, this insider baseball that's going on right now. I mean, Congress, you know, certainly made a change, thank God, thanks to the last election, but, you know, it's been insider baseball until recently, and it certainly hadn't completely stopped. And hopefully we can certainly take back the White House and continue down our path in the Congress and get a government more reflective of the people's will instead of what the big wigs want behind the scenes.
Well, you know, when you start talking about running against these Republican incumbents, whether it's, you know, whether it's Saxby or whether it's, you know, running against John McCain and his record of supporting President Bush, it reminds me of something that Harry Truman said. They used to say, give him hell, Harry, and one time the lady yelled that at him, and he turned around and he said, I'm not going to give him hell. I'm just going to tell him the truth, and they're going to think it tell.
Yeah.
And,
exactly right.
That is always, to me, summed up how you can run against a Republican incumbent.
Yeah, especially in these times. I mean, I think that people are struggling. The economy is hurting us. The war is costing us so much money, and the environmental issues. There's just so many issues rolling around in the. I think people really want leadership in those areas, and I think we're seeing that with the Democrats. But the Republicans are basically saying everything's fine. Well, I'm here to tell you everything's not fine.
Right.
You're absolutely right. One of the things that kind of reinforces that for me is I've gone canvassing a few times in the last month, and there have certainly been fewer doors slammed in people's faces, but folks are very receptive. They're asking questions, and they're using those words, change. You know, something's got to change. Things aren't working the way it is. So, you know, I'm very excited about going into November as long as we continue down the path we're on now.
Yeah, I do think we have a pretty big GOTV challenge ahead of us in Georgia, certainly in Metro Atlanta and the bigger counties with the influx of new voters. And, you know, Martin and I have talked about this, but there's a lot of concerns about the, you know, just the ability of the metro counties to handle all these voters on election day. So I think we really have to, you know, remind people that they can start voting by mail 45 days out, and they can vote all that week of advanced voting ahead of time, and just try to, what I keep saying is, let's just try to get all our regular Democrats voting early and voting by mail and make room for all these new voters on election day.
All right.
Because
that's
I'm really concerned about that.
Turn your base out early and everything else is icing on the cake. I agree.
Yeah,
we're trying to put some strategies together locally here, especially emphasizing the advanced voting.
Yeah, I think we had Antoine Griffin, the Obama director of Georgia for Georgia, on Sunday, and they seem to be thinking about these things too. So I'm glad to know that it's not going unnoticed, because I mean they're really like the election office in Fulton County is really worried. I guess they're concerned about really long waits and that kind of thing. So. And I'm sure it's true in all counties. I mean, with this big voter registration drives that they're doing, there's no question that these are going to be big issues in November. Well, guys, I'm going to sign off and try to figure out what's going on here. Thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully this was recorded. I don't know if it was played live.
Podcast.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Martin. And, Scott, are you going to call in later in the week too?
Sure.
Okay. I think we usually have plenty of lines because we have people calling in for just a couple minutes. So, and it's always nice to have your perspective. And I'm sure David will be in touch. And I apologize for this.
Wish I could be in Denver with you.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Right. Take care.
Good night.
Take it easy.